It's Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get into our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been in it for 43 studies now. And I hope you're enjoying this. This is a very difficult study, actually. It's not an easy study. It's not like you're reading an encyclopedia or reading some kind of a informational book. It requires interpretation and reference and review to the entire Bible. And I hope you understand that. Let's get right into our study. We left off about the 15th verse of chapter 13. There was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast might even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. You know, this very well could be artificial intelligence, that if you don't confess that he is your Lord, artificial intelligence can pick you out and kill you. It's very possible that this will take place once he who is withholding be taken out of the way, and then the Antichrist revealed, the Antichrist system revealed for what it really is, and that is anyone who does not agree, anyone who does not agree with the beast, the Antichrist system, what it believes in, the climate hoax, the transgender, the all of it, the abortion, the eugenics, everything that they stand for, will be executed if they don't agree. And they must agree, otherwise they're just a carbon footprint. They're just a lousy carbon footprint that is breathing air and dirtying up the planet. That's the way these people see. They see a nuclear war as a blessing in disguise to get rid of the carbon footprints, the excessive carbon footprints. They look at getting rid of cows, killing all the cows, as eliminating some kind of pollution going up in. I mean, they are just so out of touch with reality. They live in an alternative reality. And they live in this world that you and I, being of sound mind and body, would never ever see it, because it is demonic, it is devilish, it is antichrist. And if you don't see it, they will execute you. This is the way, this is where it will evolve eventually. It will evolve into such a horrifying thing. And this is how it will go, because of the evil after the church is lifted, quite possibly, or after the church is crippled, because face it, it's either gone or killed or not here. Otherwise, this spirit would be here already, as 2 Thessalonians tells us, only he who now hindereth will hinder until he be taken out of the way. And it's the only thing that's hindering is the church. The spiritual energy of the church is the only thing keeping this Antichrist spirit. And if it could have taken over, it would have taken over during Joe Biden's administration, because that was the beginning of the Antichrist system. That was the beginning. Once they somehow cripple the financial system and bankrupt the United States, which is the dollar and the core currency for the world. Once they bankrupt this system, it's all over. It's all over, folks. Then they can institute this nobody buying or selling, except they have the credits in their account that they feel that you deserve. And regardless of what you have to begin with or what you have had, they'll look at your bank account and they'll say, well, they've purchased a gun in the last 50 years. They've purchased ammunition, so their bank account's going to go to someone else. Their bank account's going to be given to someone else as a result of their purchasing a gun or purchasing something they didn't agree with, a car, a gas car, a gasoline vehicle that they don't agree with. They will confiscate that money in your bank account. And they will give you a certain amount, what they feel, what they deem that they want you to have. They'll give the rest to someone else. They will take from the producers and give to the non-producers. That's the way the Marxism works. That's how they control you, the powerful ones, the ones that work and believe in working for a living. That's how they will control you, control the entire world, because they do not want you doing anything to harm the environment. The climate hoax will become alive and well where it's been injured, it's been wounded. It's all going to come back, folks. All of this stuff is going to come back. Like the Bible says that he'll be wounded. It's like the Antichrist system. He, the Antichrist system, will be wounded. Then he'll return with a vengeance. And hopefully the church will be gone when this happens, because I hope that none are here, to be honest with you. Jesus, when he comes back, is he going to come back before all this takes place? Hopefully he will. And this is how this is going to be put together, because there will not be the resistance to it. And this system that people, well, how about the ones that just disagree? They'll be killed. They'll be murdered. Why? Because they'll have AI or something. Ask them, are you in full agreement with this system? And all you have to say is, not really. And they will put you to death. And you will have no more. You will exist no more. Because this is the way they do. And they love to control those producers, give their monies, someone else. They'll issue credits into the accounts of some of these others, take from those, and, you know, once the dollar bites the dust, Babylon ceases, Babylon falls in 1 hour, the whole system collapses, then the mark of the beast initiated, and the credits will be deposited into only those that agree with the administration, the Antichrist administration. Then they will be given these, quite possibly, these tattoos, stamps, or whatever, in the hand or the forehead. If not, it'll be in the brainwashing, a total brainwashing. And it will be something that takes place quite rapidly, because the whole system, it's going to be new, and it's going to be something that we won't even begin to understand where it came from. Now, it just may be a total brainwashing, something that can be done. They may have a way to brainwash people totally, this right hand or forehead, you know, what you do and what you think. It may be an AI brainwashing instead of a tattoo. So it may not be what we think. And providing no, it and he provides that no one should be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. And this all will be an artificial intelligence, of course. Here's a wisdom, let he who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for he is the number of the man. Has the number 666. Now, there's been many interpretations of this 666. It's a number of man is what it is. The number of man. And man's interpretation of who to worship and who to kill. And this is nothing more than man taking over with a spirit of the devil living inside. And this is what it is, folks. It's exactly what it is. And we're going to take up this 14th chapter tomorrow. But I know that there's so many different views concerning this. You know, the explanations have been anything from miracles coming out of a false prophet, one singular false prophet, which I have a rough time believing that. Although it could happen, but it's not in my view. It's something symbolic, something sneaky, something very sinister, something that we are not even going to discern unless you really have discernment of God. Because we're looking for this supernatural, miracle-working man. It comes on the scene and everybody in the world begins to work. I don't see that. I see it as the Bible. Many times, the lampstands, the sun-clad woman, there's so many different symbolic illustrations of singular meaning multitudes of people. So the Antichrist is just a system. It is a political, demonic, inspired by the devil. It's a system. And it just grows by leaps and bounds to the point where it takes over the world. Almost the world. I don't know. But here is the, now the Lamb, in the next chapter, the Lamb of Christ, the 144,000, this evidently same group that's introduced in 7:4. And their work is done. Now, remember, this is not all in sequential order. Their work is done, they're caught up to heaven. Once they're caught up to heaven, there's no other impedance to this system going into operation. No other resistance. So the 145,000 could simply mean the church. 12,000 out of each tribe. It's just a gesture of, that's just something that to indicate that the church is going up and hopefully will be gone when all this takes place and begins to go into operation. Let's just hope that it cannot go into operation with us, the church still being and existing here. But once it's gone, it's all over but to Brian. And It's going into operation soon. Because this generation will not pass away except it be fulfilled, Jesus said. So all things be fulfilled. Think about it. This generation will not pass away till all things be fulfilled. And we're living in that generation. If you believe it, then get your life right with God and pray like you've never prayed before. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave us a message. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.